We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Michigan tried to run over her ex-boyfriend on Sunday, but hit a pole instead.
She was arresting someone from Poland? Trying to hit my boyfriend, but I hit a pole.
She was arrested for assault.
Well, she should. Well, do you really get assault when you you didn't count? Well, no.
Isn't that just attempted assault?
No. I believe battery is the physical end. So they didn't hit her with battery. They hit her with assault. So if I yell horrible things to you, they can get me for assault. If I punch you the way I deep down want to, then it's battery.
Oh, gotcha. A new law in Washington could require kids to be in car seats until age 12.
I wonder what lobby group is pushing that.
By 12? What grade is 12?
12 is like 6th, 7th grade. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's already over 100 pounds.
I'm just guessing. I've done no research. This is just what I'm guessing. Of course, they're going to say it's for safety and all the rest. You always say that, right? But I get the feeling the lobby behind this is probably the people that are producing the car seats. Because that's a racket, dude. They make a lot of money when you have a kid.
How long is it now? When do you get them out?
It's a certain weight, and that's the thing. So whenever they have that weight or height, right, you put them out because it... So all they're going to do is build a bigger car seat. So the idea is we can build a bigger car seat, we can get people to buy them if you make it law. That's why people buy the safety seats now. Some people would buy them just out of sheer precaution, but it is mandatory that you have them when you have a kid. So if you up that law, they make more money. That's generally how these things are done, right?
Back in my day, you had to stay out of the front seat till you were 12.
Back in my day, you just sat in a car. It didn't matter where the hell you were. And you hoped that your parents didn't drive like maniacs.
Mike, I'm with you. Like, I remember that. Like, you had to be like a teenager before you could sit in the front seat.
Because the airbag was going to screw you up.
Yeah, but man, that's...
Oh, crazy. Yeah, I remember that. They're like, airbags, it'll save lives. Unless it's your kid. You do not want your kid to get the airbag.
They're going to allow them to get out of a car seat 3 years before they're allowed to drive themselves.
That what seems a little strange.
Just think about the mentality of that. I think it's a worse idea than a good idea. I truly do.
But, I mean, keep in mind, we're in the same country that says, sure, you can decide president. Sure, you can go die for the country, but you can't have a drink.
Oh, you cannot have alcohol. No. That would be irresponsible.
Amazon has started its garage delivery service. If you give them access to your garage with a special lock, they'll leave your packages in there. Because we can't trust people to not be jerks and steal your packages straight off your porch.
Sadly, you can't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people get their packages delivered to work because somebody will be there to grab it and then they can just take it home?
That is precisely why I have any package delivered to work. It's touch and go on that, but around the holidays, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not going to be home, do not have them deliver it that day.
It's wabbit season for those people.
It's
unbelievable.
A wabbit. Mm-hmm.
Two rival politicians, I love the story, two rival politicians in Connecticut both accused each other of being on drugs. They both wound up taking pee tests. Guess what?
Are they both on drugs?
No, both came back negative.
Exactly. They're both completely clean.
The one dude it was in government and then had a crack cocaine problem, went to rehab, helps people that are struggling with drugs.
For like 20-some years or something, right?
So he made a joke in a thread about don't get off your meds, and then she basically was like, you're, you know, snorting, shooting, this and that. So then he's like, so then she was like, tomorrow, we'll take this test. He was like, we'll take it today. Like, I've been sober for 20-some years.
Mm-hmm. So now what do you do?
They keep arguing, apparently.
You don't keep the gloves up. That's for damn sure.
Is that where our politics have gone now?
Absolutely.
He then, Jesus Christ, guys. I mean, there's some issues to deal with, but we'll worry about that another day. Let's just name call.
I mean, what? The past 2-3 election cycles have been like watching reality TV.
Oh, it is.
It's like real world in there. Good heavens, guys. Three men in Pennsylvania who had sex with horses, dogs, and a cow and a goat have been sentenced to 20 to 41 years in prison.
Wow, man. Which animal do you think carries the biggest charge?
I mean, horse? I guess the horse. He's physically the biggest.
I feel like it'd be a dog, though.
I just want you all to know right now, three men had sex with horses, plural, in Pennsylvania. I guarantee you, when horse sex comes to mind, you don't think Pennsylvania, do you?
No, like, not at all.
I think Elam Claw, Washington.
Yeah. It's one of the laws of marketing, Mike.
I guess.
You got to be first.
Right. He had Casey Kane, damn it.
No, hey, look, man. Yeah, but the NASCAR already existed. So the problem that Elam Claw has is the first time people nationally had heard of Elam Claw, there's a guy that had sex with a horse. It wasn't from Elam Claw. You know how people are.
I mean, Mike,
it doesn't
like
matter.
Casey was down there, but then he stopped winning.
Yeah, I know. The guy stopped effing horses, too. I'm trying for a Elam Claw. We'll get out of this.
Woo.
A 69-year-old woman from Arkansas is on trial now for killing her husband last year, apparently because he was watching porn.
She killed him?
Killed him. Because he was watching porn.
Wow.
That seems a little extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Your insecurity.
Just a little bit, Miles.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Man, oh, man.
Criminy.
That seems a little bit extreme. just a wee bit.
You okay? Someone broke into the Louisiana governor's mansion last week and fell asleep on the couch.
Hey, probably nice and comfortable in there. You know?
That is probably the nicest couch.
What did he plan on doing? He broke into the governor's mansion. Were you going to steal stuff? Were you going to wreck the place? Or did you actually just want to go in there and just see what his couch was
like?
Sounds
like you want to take a nap.
Right.
What state was it?
Louisiana.
I mean, you'd have to think there's some cool stuff in the governor's mansion.
It's the governor, sure. All the gifts they didn't say that they got illegally. Yeah. I mean, hell yeah.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. Mind if I take a wee nap on the couch?
In his defense, I feel like the governor's mansion is paid for by the taxpayer. Take a nap.
That is a good point. Socialism.
This is...
I'm sorry. I mean, that's what it is, right? The taxpayers paid for it in socialism.
This is 1 millionth my couch.
I tried it once, man. Just in the back of a cop car. It didn't work out well. I'll sweat it, fellas. Taking a nap.
I'll be out in a minute.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I pay your salary.
Yeah, right.
Socialism.
A study found...
Now I'm thinking about this. I
taxpayer
feel like
money.
I might try it at a firehouse.
Right. A little bit. Because they can't shoot you. They might beat your ass, but you're not getting shot.
And cops don't work like 24 hours, right? Like firemen do. So there's a place upstairs to sleep.
Well, yeah, they got beds and everything. You guys are out on the call, so I picked the bed.
And I just feel like if you... Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to say that. I'd say if you stumble into a firehouse drunk, they'll probably take care of you. But it's like, don't do that. Firemen have real jobs.
Doing okay, man.
Yeah.
Man, Ted told me that I should come here because I'm really effed up, man. Damn, Ted, shut up.
A study found children's ball pits are crawling with bacteria just like you'd expect.
Yeah.
Just like my ball pit.
And they're dirty, too.
On the bright side, most of the bacteria isn't that bad, but some could cause pink eye infections and more. It's a bunch of kids in the same area. That's just a bacteria petri dish.
You're talking about kids that'll scratch their ass and suck on their fingers. You're talking about people that eats boogers directly out of their nose.
Right.
Like a oyster on a half shell, you know?
Somebody was telling me their kid got pink eye and went through the whole house.
Ew.
Really?
Yeah, well, because it's so contagious. I remember I had it as a kid.
Man, every time, like, you meet a kid, and, you know, people try to raise their kids, have good manners, and they'll do things. You introduce yourself, and they put out their hand, you know, like, they're at that level. Like, hi, my name's Billy. And they put their hand up to shake it, and all they can think is, man, you're going to touch this hand. And this dude's going to transfer 8,000 weird things to your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you're creeping me out. I try to be nice and shake their hands. I just be like, why don't we just pound it, Billy?
Tell you what, bro.
Go ahead and fist me up there.
Look at the kid's fingernails.
Yeah, elbows.
Look at the kid's
elbows, buddy.
And you see those fingernails? That is one litmus test right there.
Small business owners spend 17 full days a year outside of work worrying about their businesses.
Well, yeah. It's their business.
Right.
You own it.
What, their livelihood? What?
Yeah, the thing that pays for everything in your life, yeah.
A new study ranked all the 50 states by how addicted they are to gambling.
Nevada, number one?
You'd think, right?
I would think Jersey.
I was getting ready to guess New Jersey. Same thing. All the
is
sports
it Delaware?
Books
this is going to shock all of you.
Wait, Utah. He's
Philip not, Morris just announced a new life insurance business
in the
UK.
He's not working on it.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the bit.
You know what?
It is.
All right. That's the bit.
You're right. It's what you do. We understand.
Avon calls it that.
Yeah.
And we're still disappointed.
And now that he got us, one of us has to put an actual bit in our mouth like a horse.
Mm-hmm. That's what Mike means. Avon claw.
Damn it!
Uh-huh.
He just walks around with horse supplies.
Got out over my skis there. Philip Morris just announced a new life insurance business in the UK, and their company will offer discounts to people who quit smoking.
Isn't that ironic?
Well, it's because they know you're not going to.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, wow.
It's like rain.
I just see Alana with a cig hanging out of her mouth now.
You're going to quit. Hang on.
The packaging overseas is scary.
Oh, dude, they're straight up like, smoking kills, right? Now, the Surgeon General, that's so American. The Surgeon General says you might, they're straight up. Smoking kills, here's a picture of worst case scenario. And every time you open your cigarette, you're like, dear God,
they have like,
the
they have like an elephant stomping a dude. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't have anything to relate to anything. You know?
Here's a diseased lung.
Right. This sort of, and every time you open a pack of cigarettes, you look at
it. Oh, my God.
Police in Brazil nabbed a lookout for local drug dealers, but there's a twist.
What's the twist?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hilgen, to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Hunter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola, Hunter. All right, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Here is your story. We go to Missouri, where a teacher is accused of molesting, this is a horrible story, by the way, is accused of molesting a seven-year-old boy. Then hiring a hitman to kill the child and his family as he was awaiting trial. Now, the teacher, who's 36 years old and HIV positive, took the boy out of class while he was working on a teacher's aide at an elementary school back in 2015. He wasn't arrested until November of last year because that's when his DNA matched the samples taken from the former student. And in the intervening 3 years, he'd gotten other teaching jobs since nothing showed up on his background check. He was a fifth grade teacher at another school when he was arrested. Months later, while jailed and awaiting trial, police say that he, in an attempt to keep the family from testifying against him, hired a hitman with the help of his boyfriend. Well, the good news is the hit was not carried out. However, the now 10-year-old victim and his family have a crowdfunding campaign, believe it or not, to pay for some of these bills. Meanwhile, the teacher is charged with felony sodomy, and both he and his boyfriend are charged with conspiracy to commit murder and witness tampering. They bothered to plead not guilty last week. My question is, do you believe this horrible son of a bitch is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Oh, God. That's like the worst thing I've heard in a long time.
It was a lot of fun reading it, too.
Yeah, geez.
It didn't matter because you had DNA.
And, you know, and being a molester, that's pretty white. Almost too obvious. That's part. I don't know. What are you guys thinking?
It's part of how the Klan recruits now.
Join the Boy Scouts of America and the Catholic Church.
We have a job for you.
You can be in a Boy Scout troop at a Catholic church. Think about that. I mean, there's no way it's not going to happen, right?
We have it set up for you.
Exactly.
Oh man.
So you're going to stick with that?
Yeah, what do you think?
I know this one. Sorry,
Hunter. Are you going to stick with white?
Yeah, let's go. Okay, let's go with the white.
We're going to find out if the teacher is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
All right, not a pretty story on Profile This. We head to Missouri, and there's a teacher who ended up molesting a 7-year-old student.
Yeah.
Years go by, and they finally get a DNA match. This guy's switched jobs a few times, so they can pin it on him. Either way, in an attempt to keep the family from testifying against him, he tried to hire a hitman to kill the entire family, including the child and the parents.
That is correct. And the question that we had for you, Hunter, is did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? And in the end, you went white.
Oh!
Black.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Said no one was going to guess that. If you didn't already know the story, there's no way you're going to guess that.
That's true. All right, now for all TV news all time, it's time for all TV time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Jay Cutler, wouldn't say my favorite quarterback of all time.
Was he anyone's?
I'm sure there's people in Chicago that loved him.
There's people that like him. I don't know that anyone would ever say, no, he is my favorite.
I will say, Jay Cutler, because I looked up his stats, he's not as terrible as I thought
he
was.
He's not a bad quarterback, but like Miles had said before, you can't tell if he could be up by 48 points because he has had an out-of-body experience and threw five touchdowns. He looks the same as if he's down by 72, had a broken leg, and been sacked 15 times in the first quarter. He's just that guy.
I know, but I'm getting to think that that's just the white quarterback thing.
What's that?
They just keep that weird expression. Because Eli Manning is the same. You know, it's like some people, honestly, I think some people get on younger athletes, black athletes, because they celebrate.
Sure.
Right? And people are like, oh, you don't have to do that. It's like, just give the ball back. Like, well, that dude's 21. He wants to do a dance in the end zone. Who cares?
I think it's probably why people like Baker Mayfield, just because he plays with some enthusiasm.
Right. So I'm saying, I honestly think maybe Jay Cutler, that was just his thing. Like, he wasn't going to show a ton of emotion on the sideline and just play it. Hear me out. Because on his new reality show, Very Cavallari, with Kristen Cavallari, he's like engaging. He's like the star of the show. So what you're going to listen to here is that he's doing an interview in the living room. Keep in mind, the wife is in the other room and keeps popping out to like say stuff. So it's pretty funny, though, but one of the questions the listeners wanted to know of, I forget whose woman's podcast it was, but it was on the TV show as well. Okay. And she asked him about sex.
Okay. I honestly don't even know if I want to know the answer to this, but what's your favorite sexual position?
I think we experiment with many different ones.
Okay, so a variety.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, after so long, like, you have to mix it up a little bit.
Can we keep this PG?
Don't even start with me.
Like,
are you kidding me?
It's my ears. I can't.
All of a sudden, like, she's St. Teresa now. Like,
she's so modest. I'm so sure.
It's awesome. He just calls her out all the time.
Right.
And he's honest. They asked him about, like, raising kids and being a football player. And he goes, I don't know. Right. He's like, I was playing football. She did it.
Right.
Right. The first question was, like, what if football didn't work? And he goes, well, I don't know. He's like, I didn't really pay attention to college. Right. And he went to Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good school.
Yep. He would know that if he paid attention.
Yeah. Well, it's Vanderbilt.
I know. I get it. I mean, look, man.
It's sad that they can beat Tennessee in football.
If I'm riding a scholarship,
Tennessee.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to make it to the NFL, I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't pay attention either. Once I truly believe in what my end result's going to be, everything else is meaningless noise to me. Now, it doesn't mean you don't end up getting injured and things fall apart, right? So that's a possibility, but if I truly believe, like, wow, man, I am a stud playing whatever athletic sport in college, this is something that parlays into a reasonable career professionally, people are already scouting me, there is not a class that I'm paying attention to. I don't even know if I bother to go to class.
You don't have time. I didn't go to class
not being involved in athletics, so certainly, if you can give me a seven-figure deal when I get out of this nonsense, I'm definitely...
Yeah, I didn't go to class either for one semester, and I didn't play a sport.
You football player? Hell no.
All they had sit was, in my car.
They had tutors, in the facilities building, and they knew you couldn't go to class because you were practice.
Sure.
So then they try to catch you up at the end of the day. But
don't worry about it.
I mean, that's not
care.
Class.
Well, that's one of the saddest part about a great football movie, The Program.
Which one was that? Was that
The Program's got like James Caan in it.
Yes,
he's the coach.
That is a good movie. All right.
Right, and they're like college guys. It's very dated. I want to say it was a mid-90s movie.
Oh, yeah. Probably a hard watch now, but still.
It is. But that's one of the things. Like, the main linebacker, right? Everybody makes fun of him as he can't read this or that. And he's like, I can read. It says Adidas, bitch.
is a line.
But that's his whole thing, that it's like, he doesn't need it because he's so good. And then he gets his leg broken in like three places. And you realize, like, oh, man.
Your life's over.
Yeah, he's screwed.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was to pick me up.
Yeah. I also remember I saw that movie in the theaters. There was a scene in it where these dudes laid in the street, covering their junk.
Uh-huh.
And let cars buzz by them, kind of like a hazing. And then they took it out of the movie because people kept doing it.
I do remember that.
Good idea then.
Yeah. A bunch of people. But certain movies do that. So I remember that one clearly. Like, hey, people, stop laying on the street. It's a movie. Karate Kid. When that movie came out, the final move he did with the crane kick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were kids. I was 13, 14 years old, whatever it was when the movie came out. Every day, three or four kids just getting nailed in the face with the crane kick. But it wasn't. It's not like anyone got ambushed. It's that they wanted to recreate the movie. And one thing I learned in that moment is if you're going to recreate any kind of fight scene from the movie, you as an individual want to recreate the person who won. Because the other guy would agree, like, yeah, I'll be the blonde-haired dude, whatever it was. And then they stood there and got kicked in the face. And it's like, what did you think was going to happen?
Johnny was Karate Kid.
Correct. Yes.
Cobra Kai.
Was bad guys.
Was the bad guys. What was that dude's name? What was
I
the blonde
remember.
Dude's name?
Or was he Johnny?
Was he Johnny?
I think he was Johnny.
Yeah, Daniel's son.
Daniel.
Yeah, Johnny was the blonde dude.
You want to know what I read today, Ted? You'll appreciate this.
That the kick was illegal and they're going to do a 30 for 30 on it?
That would be a great 30 for 30.
I think it's just a joke.
But apparently, and this is no lie, okay? So Ralph Macchio was saying that ever since he did The Karate Kid, the popularity of it and all this, he's been approached by a million different people. All of them have bad ideas about possible sequels or other things. So one of the things he was pitched, and this is just so perfect, so cheesy. The movie they were going to do, you would find out that whoever his last name was, you find out that Daniel's lineage traces back to the same lineage, and I'm not making this up, as Rocky Balboa. And then the idea was, is that like they find each other in Italy or something, and then the Rocky Balboa bloodline and the Danielson bloodline, they would team up to fight whoever the adversary was in whatever situation.
But how are they?
It's just the same lineage. So the idea is like you find out.
Rocky already related.
Right. Rocky Balboa is your cousin third time removed. They discover that this is the case. So now you have this crossover in the universe that your current boxing champs, Rocky Balboa, your local California beach kicking face kid is Danielson. And you find out they're related. And then the idea is that the two families get together to beat up whoever the bad guy is.
Now that you know that information, you know why Hollywood just does remakes.
Right.
They just can't come up with a creative original idea.
Feels like you're making an MMA guy. Maybe Machida.
You basically are.
He's a huge karate guy.
Half karate, half boxing.
If you want to see the Jay Cutler interview, or not interview, if you just want to see a clip of that show, it's pretty funny. It's up at the Men's Room Facebook page. Also, the other thing you'll see there is one of the greatest shots I've ever seen in a basketball game.
Dear God.
Now, I don't know if I'm just... Should I get used to people shooting from so far away? Damian Lillard...
I think Steph Curry kind of started that.
He did, right? Shooting from all over. But It's amazing. Like, the giant dudes shoot, too. Like, I saw Joel Embiid, like, throwing up threes last night. Giannis over in... what's he play for the Bucks? Like, he's a big man. He's doing it. I think they might need to raise the rim soon.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Just some of the dunks. I'm just like, these guys are too big. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not fair to smaller guys, but in the NBA, you got to keep in mind, point guards and the tiny dudes are still like 6'4".
Right, maybe. They're the short
guys. Right? Like, they are not tiny dudes. Anyhow, so it's just a great call. Keep in mind, basically, he hits this game winner to knock Oklahoma City Thunder out of the playoffs, and people were pumped in Portland.
Five on the timer. Under five. Miller wants the three. Oh, my! The Portland Trail Blazers advance on a historic shot by Damian Lillard at the gun.
Miles showed me that clip this morning.
It's unbelievable.
Like, you've got to be kidding
me. The best is they've got a still of Lillard after that he makes the shot. They go in because he's getting mobbed, right? And there's this huge pile, including Lillard's sister.
Like, hell with it,
she's
I'm
jumping in the pile too, man. She's having a good old time. And then they zoom in on him real quick, and he just looks up and stares at the camera like,
"I'm showing
the picture." It is one of the funniest
things
ever seen in your life.
Did you hear the story about him the other night? So I read a story online today that said he had a group of people over to watch, I guess, another playoff series.
Right.
They're eating. The menu looked delicious, by the way. And then apparently he doesn't say anything the whole dinner. And then he just kind of looks up and is like, these MFers are done tomorrow.
Oh, jeez.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So he was on his own.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice, too, when the Trailblazers win. I think it's the one time, like, everybody in Seattle, and everybody, especially if you're playing Oklahoma City, is like,
yes.
Hey, get him, Portland.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you got Calabro on the...
recognizable voice.
Sure, on the play-by-play.
Meanwhile, our listeners in Oklahoma City are like, yeah, I hated that play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they... Oh, yeah. My bad, guys.
No, listen. Well, hey, guys.
My bad.
It's not personal. It's a Seattle thing, right? It's not your fault the team went there, but you got them, mm-hmm. so we got to hate them. That's just how it is, right?
Most people in Seattle...
Yeah, I don't know that... I don't know that... I don't know that Russell Westbrook does the best job of getting people to like that team.
Negative. That's true.
And he, I mean, look, regular season, that guy's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it at that.
Yep. No, you said the whole statement.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that this is not the first time this has happened to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
This is about the fifth.
Yeah, that's why the Slim Reaper left. All right.
Kevin Durant. Slim Reaper.
I think Scott Van Pelt was trying to get that going for a while. I was like, or Rich Eisen, one of them was like, I'll stick with it. But also, I didn't get the audio for this one. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the NHL playoffs are going on as well. So San Jose in a series was down 3-0 to the Las Vegas Knights.
Mm-hmm.
They get the series back to 3-3. Now it's the third period. They're down 3-0. Questionable 5-minute major on the Knights. Either way, they score 4 goals, take a lead, and then in the dying minutes of the game, the Kings score, goes to overtime. It was wild. I mean, like, I feel like I say this all the time. Like, the fall to me is still the best time of year
mm-hmm.
with football. Like, soccer's in full form.
Baseball's
wrapping up. Baseball's wrapping up. But when you have NHL and NBA, it is a good time of year.
Yep.
And don't forget, we got horse racing back. Well, horse racing's been around, but...
It'll come back in the mainstream.
We got a biggie coming.
Saturday, is that Kentucky Derby? Is it this weekend, or...
Should be next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
Yeah.
I gotta get my
hat
ready.
That's always the thing, like, yeah, like
and
the
first... And I see a soccer suit, see?
Just always remember this, and you'll seem like a giant sports fan when you tell people this, but the first weekend in May is always gonna have the Derby and a massive boxing match.
Okay.
Right? Like, Mayweather Jr. used to always fight around there. I think De La Hoya used to fight around there. Mayweather used to actually really annoy people that he fought around Cinco de Mayo. You sell some of the outfits.
Yeah.
But there was no championship games or anything last week, so the number one show was?
NCIS.
It was. Almost 12 million people watched it.
Was it a repeat?
Garlic.
No, that was a straight up new one.
All right.
Still coming in the top 20 at 13th, NCIS. New Orleans. Yeah. I still say I don't know who loves the Big Bang Theory, but man, people watch that show.
It's fine. I just don't think it's funny. It's not a bad show. I just don't laugh. Which I guess makes you a bad comedy, but.
Yeah, it's weird too. Sometimes shows you get sucked into and like you're in them from the beginning and you don't realize. Like, I really liked Friends when it was on. I have a hard time watching an episode of that now. Like, I'm just like, I don't know if I still like it.
Well, sure, yeah.
Same thing, like, I remember when I started watching How I Met Your Mother, I was like, that's a great show. But then I just kind of fell off.
Is the band that was on Saturday Night Live the other week, is it NTB?
So about BTS?
BTS, is that the name of it?
Yeah.
I'm throwing a three-letter combination.
Yeah,
I'm
close.
Was it S-O-D, C-O-C?
They just said the other day that they learned English from watching Friends.
You're exactly right.
You brought up Friends.
RM, the group's main English speaker, said he learned to speak it from the classic show, Friends, and hip-hop. My mom bought me the full series. I watched it several times, and I just want to speak and listen to and understand the musicians in America. I just want to say thank you, Mom.
If there was a TV show out there that got me to learn how to speak another language, I would find that to be awesome.
Yeah, another language
show. Yeah, because you're watching a show. You know what I mean? It's an easier way, I think, to just...
You can try Telemundo, but you keep looking abreast.
Well, I guess if they had subtitles in English...
You wouldn't see them because you're looking abreast.
Correct.
I mean, I have never learned...
I mean, come on.
Looks like a storm's coming into Cuba.
Yeah. Control. That was the show. I've never learned another language.
You didn't say.
I took a little Spanish. But I will say, I watch enough English soccer and English and Irish shows that, like, the weird accents and the turn of phrase, if you will, mate, like, it starts to rub off on you.
Mm-hmm. So you can now hear through it.
Yeah. Like, when I started talking about that show, Hardy Bucks, like, I'm going to watch it again because there's some jokes I'll get now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. But some of the slang they use is good. That's going to be my new thing. Like, what's the crack?
That was a problem with being a kid and trying to get into, you know, Monty Python at first when you were really younger. It's because it was intelligent humor, and a lot of that humor was just so far over your head. And then later in life, you watch it, and you go like, all right, I get
it. But they did a good enough job physically. It's like Bugs Bunny or anything like that. Where it's like, look, we can do the physical humor. Your kids will still giggle without understanding a single joke that we told.
Yeah. It is interesting, too. You ever watch commercials from other countries?
It's always a weird experience, man. Just how they choose... There was a commercial out of Italy, and it was for a soap or a shampoo. I don't remember, but it starts with a woman sitting in a bathtub, you know, all the bubbles, looks all luxurious, and she's speaking in Italian about whatever soap. And she just climbs out. She's naked, man. And, like, she climbs out of the bathtub. And this is a television commercial. Wraps the towel around her. She's still going on about the soap. And then the logo for the soap pops up, and that's it. And it was not done to titillate you. It's just, like, legitimately.
This is what soap is for.
This is what soap's for. I sit in the bath. I mean, she steps out of the bath, and I'm like, I'm moving to Italy, man.
I'm going to take a bath.
And guess what? As a result of things like that, they're not so uptight and freaking out about all the stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it makes such a big difference. Like, you're desensitized. Like, you have a body. It's okay.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just funny, right? Like, I talk about, I feel like the Domino's man is ubiquitous throughout the world, mm-hmm. right? The Domino's are everywhere. But then it's just weird. Sometimes, like, again, sports, but, like, sponsors of other sports or other countries, like, their jerseys. And you're just like, ah, all right, Pillsbury.
Yeah, huh?
Right? Like, didn't see that one coming.
I always like Bimbo bread.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't say bread. It just says Bimbo across the front of your jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. I have one of my finer.
They don't do that in women's soccer. Right? Like,
does Philadelphia have a? I would assume if they had a women's team.
Right. I know the city of Philadelphia.
Bimbo,
soccer
by the way, they make great products.
They make fantastic and everything. But I just feel like if you're on a women's team, if you don't know what Bimbo is and it's just a chick wearing a shirt that says Bimbo and it's all of them, it's not a good look. It's like that New Zealand, rugby team, the All Blacks.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to fly here. I know what they mean there, but yeah, certain name changes.
Yeah, sometimes when you say names, right, like, I'll talk about the All Blacks, and people kind of look at you like, it's a rugby team from New Zealand. Like, right. Easy.
It's not an NBA team.
Yeah, right. Well, it's like every time I bring up the Kings 11 Punjab, like, people think, like it's a state in India, Punjab right. is. Like, it's okay. By the way, Thrill, you know his name. Come on, man.
Do I have a hint?
Yeah, guess who it is?
James?
Yes!
Oh, damn it, sorry!
Jeopardy James. Guy don't stop. He's over $1 million and only his 14th game. Keep in mind, Ken Jennings won more than $2.5 million, but it took him 74. This dude's already halfway there at 14 games.
Oh, my, that's a lot for 14.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, he is killing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. All right, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Ohio man steals $166,000 from his mom to buy multiple items for his sexual fetish. A Las Vegas smoke shop installs new device to spray robbers with DNA and a DNA-detecting relish. A court just ruled it's unconstitutional for police officer to chalk your tires. Florida man who told the police he was Jason Bourne? Yeah, it turns out he's a liar. And Apple does a boo-boo as a teen is arrested because of facial recognition technology. It is time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
All right, our top story. We go to Brazil, where a lookout for drug dealers has been taken into custody.
Oh,
but,
sure.
But he isn't giving any information. Mainly because it's a parrot.
What's this parrot doing?
Apparently, this is a highly trained and super obedient parrot that has been trained to start shouting when police officers were closing in on the dealers.
Five-o.
Wow. He's a weird motion. Police. He's a motion sensor is what he is.
Wonder what kind of slang he shot up. You know what I mean? Because it's whatever the owner calls the police.
Right. Hacking pigs.
Yeah, exactly.
Hide the blow.
It's one
what
of
did your bird say? Nothing, man. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
It is one of a few animals that have been apprehended by the authorities. They said that the thing was screaming when they went in there, but since they've grabbed it, hasn't said a word.
So yeah, because he didn't do his job. Like, well, he got caught by the cops. So he stopped talking.
He's not going to snitch.
He's a lookout.
Yeah, bitches gets bitches, man.
Job's done. That's how the game works, Mike.
Another.
I won't roll.
Right? Oh, he's going silent now. Yeah, you arrested him.
Yes, bird won't sing.
He's a rat.
I'm a bird, not a rat.
In other news, a man in Ohio. God. A man in Ohio was arrested for theft after he stole more than 160 grand from his mother. The man's mother is a 91-year-old woman that is suffering from some severe dementia. So he took advantage of the fact to steal thousands from her, but not for a nice home, nor kid, not for his kids, nothing. He spent all that money on various sex toys, objects, pornography, cam girl sex shows, the whole like.
Lingerie.
Come on,
yes,
man.
About all kinds of stuff.
$190,000.
$160,000.
$160,000.
Yeah. I bet he'll be real excited to show that to his girlfriend when he gets one.
That's right.
Hey, look at all this stuff I've got. You know what? I think I got to go.
Just with all the free stuff that's available, how do you spend $160,000 on this?
Well, he found a way.
I guess. I mean, when you have a surplus of money, I guess, you just, you know, the sky's the limit. He admitted to the crime.
That's what you spend it on.
That's right. That's right. A man managed to find a way to get kicked out of a library. Police were called because he was drunk and causing a disturbance at a library. When officers asked for his name, he came up with this great idea that nobody's ever tried before. He gave them the name Jason Bourne.
Well, to be fair, Jason Bourne does not have the best memory.
Correct. That's
so even if you're wrong.
I like this. This quote comes directly from the smoking gun who had this story. Quote, the Bourne identity, however, was fabricated.
Oh. That's just classic.
Didn't take long for them to figure out who he really was, and a resistance charge was added to the list.
Look, but to be fair, when I lived in Baltimore, long-haired dude I knew, he worked as a bouncer at a bar. As a result of being the bouncer, there was a fight one night. Anyway, it got a little on hand, but he's between it. He was in the right, but the cops show up. They're not interested in your stories initially. It's like, sure, everyone stop getting against the wall. So they're going down to ask everyone their name, blah, blah, blah. His name was, in fact, right, Benjamin Franklin.
Yep.
And even when they got to him, he's even like, man, it's Ben Franklin. And the cops responded the way, all right, smart ass, I'm going to... Like, it's Benjamin Franklin. Ended up his ID on him. Anyway, they take him down to the police station. We see him about 3 hours later. But it got cleared up, man. He's like, this is not the first time it's happened. It will not be the last time. I'm used to it.
Like, on your way down, did you just say, hey, man, stop by my house. I swear to you, I have my ID right there. I just need a second.
He was super calm because I think in any scenario... When you say, my name is Ben Franklin, the response is always the same. So, like, the cops were freaking out, and this guy, like, they just flatlined. It's Ben Franklin.
And you know what?
You can get mad. You can throw him against the wall. It's Ben Franklin.
You know what the cop was thinking on the way down there was, damn it, this guy's name is actually Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I roughed you up for nothing.
Hope he doesn't fly a kite out this car.
Wouldn't that be the thing to go? Ends up getting struck by lightning during the cut.
The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals I didn't write down where it was at. Hang on. This was in Cincinnati. That's what it was. Has just made a ruling that's going to change the game a little bit when it comes to parking tickets. They've officially ruled that it is unconstitutional for police officers to chalk your tires to enforce parking time limits.
Excellent.
It's like defacing property, I guess.
Here's the thing. They say it violates your Fourth Amendment right, which protects you from unreasonable search and seizure. They said that the cars are being marked without probable cause or individualized suspicion of wrongdoing. They're saying basically they're just going out there and just chalking up all these cars.
Yep.
No real evidence that anybody has done anything wrong, even though they're just making sure that you're there.
Although it's kind of a moot point because pretty soon everything's going to be electronic. They're going to know.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of I pulled in a parking garage the other day, and I'm like, man, what do we pay? It's like, oh, no, they have your license plate.
Hopefully that's
like,
good.
Really?
Yeah.
They can spend their time worried about other things that are important.
Damn.
Like,
okay.
You hope so, anyway.
That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Big Dummy. The head chef is back. Ted's meat and potatoes. No Ed Sherlock. And we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.